Ridgeview coach Shannon Tesh, nice enough to stop up. Great game, coach. Can't ask for much more than that coming down the stretch drive here in the regular season. You just might need to win a game like this come postseason time.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's kind of what our pregame talk was all about. I said, you know, we're going to face a really tough East Sac County team, and it's going to be a tournament atmosphere. It, you know, we're going to start playing like a postseason win or go home type of mentality. And, you know, both teams kind of fought that way. You know, it was a grinded out type of game. You know, hits were tough to come by. Runs were even tougher to come by, but both teams gritted it out, and we're just fortunate to come out on top. Two good teams going at it there.
Yeah, as you said, this meant a lot to you, facing a quality team to East Sac as well. So thus, both teams pitched their top pitchers here tonight. In your case, your ace and Josh Gross, and both pitchers go all nine innings that they could go. Let me ask you about Josh, though. With a Western Valley Conference tournament play not starting till early next week, and knowing he was well over 100 pitches, around the 120 pitch mark coming into the ninth inning, was there any doubt in your mind that you'd send him out there to try and finish this game up?
There was some. You know, the coaches talked, and we had a couple of relievers warmed up. Josh came to me and said, "I want the ball. I feel good." You know, being a senior and being a gamer, I saw the look in his eye, and it was tough to say no to him. That's for sure.
Well, Josh, with a sacrifice fly, drove in the first run of the game, but you had to play catch up there in the seventh, down to your last out with a runner at first, Peyton Boyle with a base hit to keep the line moving, and how about Grant Anderson with a base hit up the middle to tie the game. Austin Brown, great throw from center field to keep you from taking the lead, and then Grant had the onus on him in the field in the bottom of the seventh, having to make the throw to home plate to cut down the potential winning run. So Grant Anderson coming up big in the late innings.
He did, yeah. He made some clutch plays there, both offensively and defensively. He's been a gamer all year long too. Been a guy that's moved around at positions as we've changed pitcher here late in the year. Just kind of exudes the mentality of our team. You know, next man up and grind it out every single pitch. So
yeah, every single pitch. Still got that one to play with. That's been your mentality here the last couple of years. And Grant's big seventh inning hit coming with two strikes on him. Same case for Zach Tokheim, giving the lead in the ninth inning. Looked good for you to start as you got a break with a strikeout and a runner reaching, and then a bunt which turned into a hit. Unfortunately, got a runner picked off first, so didn't look as promising as it had been to start, but Zach coming up big time for you.
Yeah, and he's been, you talk about a two-strike hitter, he's one of our best with two strikes. He's seems to come up with a lot of those big hits with two strikes, puts the ball in play, and runners in scoring position too. You know, he's a gamer, really thrives under that situation.
19-7 now, and right back at it tomorrow, a doubleheader in Holstein. Not sure what Sioux City West has done this year, but facing a 4A school be a good challenge for you.
Yeah, they've really had a great second half of the year, coming on strong, pretty hot streak right now, and going to be another two games where we can kind of get tournament ready. You know, we're going to see some good pitching, and it'll be a tournament type mentality as far as win or go home. So it's nice the end of the year here to face teams like East Sac and Sioux City West tomorrow to get us battle tested and get us tournament ready.
And Western Valley Conference tournament that gets underway on Monday. How's that shaping up for you?
We're the 2 seed. We play Lawton Bronson, the 3 seed, at 5 o'clock in Mapleton on Monday. And then the winner of that game would play the winner of MVAO, who's the 1 seed, and they play OABCIG, the 4 seed. Then, and those the winners of those games will play Tuesday night in the Western Valley Conference tournament championship game.
That'll be exciting. And then Wednesday, to wrap up regular season play in early, taking on Storm Lake St. Mary's. And then you'll be added in district play a week from Saturday, July 11th, in 2A play in Hinton, taking on a Unity Christian team. Not sure how much scouting you've done on them at this point. You'll be joined by Hinton is in that district. I believe the winner of that game faces them in the next round. Sioux Center as well. tough team. Your thoughts on the district that you find yourselves
sure.
in?
Sure. Got a chance last night, actually, to go watch Unity play Hinton. So our first two possible opponents in the postseason. Both good teams. You know, Hinton hits the ball really well. They got some good pitching, really good athletes. Unity plays baseball the right way. They got play some good small ball. So both tough teams. You know, like I said, Unity in the first round, we're definitely not looking past them because they're a tough team, a dangerous team with a pretty good pitcher. And like I said, if we get by them, we got Hinton, another tough team. So it'll be a tough road. I think our guys are up to the challenge, and I really think any team in our district could come out on top, to tell you the truth.
Hope to be seeing you down the line. In the meantime, enjoy this one. Congrats on the win over East Sac, Shannon.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. 3-2, Ridgeview defeats East Sac County in Sac City. Takes 9 innings to decide a winner.